Welcome to Spiritual Healing Lesson 3. In this lesson, we hope to further your understanding of a healthy relationship with God. Our teacher uses the TELL method, beginning with T for think.
If you were to die today, where do you think you would go? What would happen to your body, your spirit, your soul? Would you go to heaven or to the very real place of hell? Does the thought of dying today make you afraid? Questions like these can really get you thinking. Maybe you're still considering your part in what happens to you once you die. Maybe you're thinking, have I done enough? Have I been good enough? Our sinful nature wants to take some credit for our fate. Jesus says, all those who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted. As sinful human beings, we are powerless to live up to God's demand to live without sin. We can never be good enough. We need God's mercy. Our strength comes from God Himself. His power is illustrated in the account of David and Goliath. David, a shepherd of the sheep on his father's farm, and the youngest of 8 boys, and Goliath, a fearless, seasoned warrior, go to battle. David says, "The Lord saves, for the battle is the Lord's." Before this battle even took place, young David, armed with just his slingshot, announced to the strong giant Goliath, who was fully armed, that Goliath would lose. David knew anything was possible with the Almighty God on his side. With the throw of just one stone, David defeated Goliath. We can have a David-like faith in our Lord. God sent His Son, Jesus, to fight our battle for us. As our substitute, Jesus took all of our sins upon Himself. He endured the pains of hell while He died on the cross to take on the punishment for all sins, including your sins and my sins. He won our freedom from eternal death. Jesus said, "It is finished." Everything to restore our relationship with God is complete through Jesus' death and resurrection, Christ's rising from the dead. Let's review the 3 problems to overcome in order to enjoy the blessings that God intends for us. Ignorance about God, the wrath of God against sinners like us all, and sinful pride that is a part of human nature. We've removed the first problem of ignorance about God. You now know that God is not only a God of justice, but also a God of love. Jesus has removed the second problem, the wrath of God. Jesus is our Savior. The third problem, our sinful pride, often leads us to fight our own life's battles. Our sinful pride is in the way of how we receive the holy life and the forgiveness that Christ won for us. But the battle is finished through Christ alone.
Our teacher continues to evaluate the meaning and context of the lesson.
We can only receive the blessings of forgiveness through faith. As a gift given by God's grace, we are saved by faith alone. The Bible says that it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not from yourselves. It is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. The devil lies and appeals to our sinful pride when he says, "You are a good person, so you don't need Jesus." Or, "You have sinned too much, therefore you don't deserve forgiveness." Or, "Jesus is not enough for you. You must also do good things to save yourself." Here is a question. Have you ever had surgery at some time in your life? The procedure itself can be painful, but once healing begins, you feel better. You may also need a spiritual surgery to heal your relationship with God. It may be painful to hear, but the truth is, you cannot do anything to save yourself. Scripture says that without faith, it is impossible to please God. Because of our sinful pride, you may be thinking, There must be something I can do. I deserve forgiveness. I've done many good things. Or, I don't accept charity. Through the Holy Spirit, our sinful pride can be replaced with faith in Jesus. The spiritual surgery that the Holy Spirit performs removes the third problem of sinful pride and restores our relationship with God. Unfortunately, many people suffer the consequences of hell because of their sinful pride. Remember that at that time, you were separate from Christ, without hope and without God in the world. But now, in Christ Jesus, you, who once were far away, have been brought near by the blood of Christ. Humble ourselves before the Lord, and He will lift you up. Jesus removed our sin and reunited us with God.
To learn the lesson fully, our teacher identifies the problem and solution and applies it to our lives.
When you believe in humble faith that in Christ you have free and complete forgiveness of your sins, then you have peace with God. The main theme of the lesson is that as believers, we all have the blessing of full forgiveness through Jesus and an eternal place in heaven when we die. The Bible says, "Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ." We fail, every one of us, because our sinful pride prevents us from fully understanding the true nature of God, a God of great wrath, yet great love. Because of God's love for us, we can rest securely in His loving arms with faith in Jesus, our perfect substitute, who announced to the world, "It is finished." Your sins are forgiven at the cost of nothing from you. Out of humble gratitude for God's free gift of forgiveness, you will want to serve the Lord with things that are not something you have to do, but rather something you want to do. You will live your life in thanks to God.
We hope you'll lead family, friends, and people you meet to join our Bible study. Please continue with lesson number 4 of the Spiritual Healing Course. You will be blessed and be a blessing to others seeking peace.